Are you feeling embarrassed while making mistakes in English? If so, then listen carefully. I am going to discuss here how you can deal with your embarrassment while making mistakes in English. Hi, my name is Arpita Nag Sarkar. I am a spoken English coach and founder of Confident English Cosmos. So listen attentively to this podcast and cut out those feelings of embarrassment in your life. See, feeling embarrassed when making mistakes in a foreign language is a common experience. However, it's important to remember that making mistakes is a natural part of the learning process. Here are some strategies to help you deal with the embarrassment. So, listen attentively. I'm going to share some strategies which are mine and I think that can help you to deal with that embarrassment. So, listen attentively. Now, let's start with the first strategy, that is embrace a growth mindset. Embrace a growth mindset. Recognize that mistakes are opportunities for growth and learning. Means you need not to recognize those mistakes as something like failures. Instead of viewing them as failures, see them as stepping stones towards improvement. So, embrace a growth mindset. Now, the next strategy. Remind yourself that it's normal. Everyone makes mistakes, especially when learning a new language. Everyone makes mistakes. Remind this thing. English learners at all proficiency levels make errors. So, you are not alone in this. Even I too make so many errors. If you are a perfectionist, then you can find so many errors while I give a speech. Even in this speech too, you can find so many mistakes. But I am telling you, don't think about those mistakes because we can learn from those mistakes. So mistakes are like opportunities and everybody is doing mistake in their lives. Mistakes are natural, so you are not alone in this thing. You are doing mistake, everybody is doing mistake. Think like that. Now, the third strategy, or you can say the third point, that is focus on progress. Focus on progress, not perfection. Focus on your progress, but not perfection. Celebrate your achievements and progress, no matter how small it is. Language learning is a gradual process and every mistake is a chance to refine your skills. So focus on progress, focus on your journey. Don't try to be a perfectionist. Otherwise, you can't achieve that goal of speaking fluently in English. Okay, so don't try to be a perfectionist. Focus on your progress, on your journey. Now the fourth strategy. Or you can say the fourth tip, that is practice self-compassion. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with kindness and understanding. Don't be too hard on yourself. When you make mistakes, don't be too hard on yourself. Remember that learning a language takes time, it takes patience, it takes effort. So, practice on self-compassion means be some kind, means be somewhat kind with yourself and understand where you need to do what, where you need to do a correction, where you need to do much more practice. So think about all those things. Don't be so hard on yourself. Don't be so unkind to yourself. This learning a language takes time, takes patience, takes effort. So, practice on self-compassion. Now, let's come to the fifth point. And this fifth point or fifth strategy is very important. Listen carefully. That is, create a supportive learning environment. Create a supportive learning environment. Find a safe space where you can practice English without fear of judgment. There are so many aunties, uncles, and so many cousins, so many friends and so many persons who would judge you, who would laugh at you. I don't know how they can call themselves as educated persons. If anybody is in a learning process, he or she would do mistakes, and that is a natural process. Then how can anybody laugh at that point? Means if anybody is learning, he or she is going through so many mistakes. How can we laugh at those persons? Okay, leave them. So think about those persons who are positive minded, whose mindset is positive, who will not judge you. So find that safe space where you will not be judged, where you will have no fear of being judged. Engage in conversations with those persons and ask them where you are thinking that I am going wrong. Ask them like this, and they will really understand your journey. They will really understand that you are learning a language and it is somewhere difficult for you. That's why you are doing mistakes, and they will support you and they can encourage you. So create a supportive learning environment. Now the sixth strategy, that is seek opportunities to use English. Seek opportunities to use English. The more you practice, the more confident you will become. Take advantage of opportunities to speak, write or listen to English in real life situations. Join language exchange groups or participate in language clubs or engage in online language communities. In this way, you can practice more. You can have those opportunities to use this language. So seek opportunities to use this language English. Okay, then you will never ever think like, oh my God, I have done mistakes and I am feeling embarrassed. You will never think like that. So you should seek opportunities where you can use this language to converse it. Now the seventh strategy, or you can say the seventh point, that is learn from your mistakes. This is the common thing which I always share with my students, that is learn from your mistakes. Instead of dwelling on your errors, analyze them and understand why they occurred, how they occurred. Use them as valuable learning experiences to improve your language skills. So learn from your mistakes. Now the eighth strategy, or you can say the eighth point, that is set realistic expectations. Set realistic expectations. Understand that becoming fluent in any language takes time and effort. Set achievable goals and celebrate your progress along the way. The achievable goals can be like that. Initially, it will be like 5 minutes. For 5 minutes, if you can speak in English fluently, that is an achievement. That is a progress. Afterwards, you increase that time limit. You can then speak for 10 minutes. Afterwards, then increase your goal. Then you can speak for 20 minutes. In this way, set some achievable goals for you. And as you achieve each and every goals, you are in a progressive way in this journey. So, don't think much about those errors, about those mistakes. Don't feel embarrassed. Set realistic expectations for yourself and achieve those goals and celebrate your journey. Now, the ninth point, or you can say the ninth strategy, that is lighten the mood by finding humor in your mistakes. Lighten the mood by finding humor in your mistakes. Laughing at yourself can help reduce embarrassment and create a more relaxed attitude towards language learning. I do this. I laugh at myself when I do mistakes in between, and I understand that I am doing. If I do not get what I am doing, what kind of mistakes I am doing, then that is another thing. But if I find myself doing mistakes, then I laugh at myself, and I can say that I lighten the mood at that situation. I say like that, oh my God, I have done that mistake. No, it's okay. I always tell that it's okay. I have done that mistake. I will do corrections in the next time. If in the next time I'm doing mistake, that is also okay. After that, I will not do these mistakes. So in this way, you can encourage yourself, you can support yourself by lightening the mood. So use humor, use humor. So these are the 9 strategies, or you can say the 9 points, which are my, means I have made all these points, I have created all these strategies, and through these I help my students to grow in their journey, and that is what I have shared here in this podcast. Remember, the most important thing is to keep practicing and not let embarrassment hold you back. With persistence and a positive mindset, you will continue to improve your English skills over time. So follow these 9 strategies and implement these 9 strategies into your life, and go ahead, have your progress, achieve goals, and be a fluent English speaker one time. So have that goal that one day you will become a confident English speaker, and it will happen. It will obviously happen one day. So I, Arpita Nag Sarkar, is now signing off from this podcast. I hope you are progressing in your journey and you are on the way to become a confident English speaker. If you think that this podcast is a useful and a helpful one, then do click to that link which I have given in the description box, where you can find a free resource for yourself to get more developed and more evolved in your journey of spoken English. So take care, bye.